Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
y'all to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your craft. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap.
God bless you, families and friends. I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing for what the Lord is doing, and it's a blessing how he is taking care of us. I don't know about you, but you're always on the wall and getting ready for war. And I just feel like giving God a praise and giving God a thanks, because if it have not been for the Lord on our side, many of us don't know where we would be. And I just want to send a special shout out to our families and friends in international waters. Thank God for you for tuning in right now. I'm talking about our friends over there in Australia, Europe. We thank God for you, Norway. We bless God for you as well. We bless God for you as well, France. We thank God for you, United Kingdom. We thank God for you for making us as your social media church family and as your social media pastor. I'm telling you right now, it is a blessing and always been a journey. Well, we begin to end things up, and the Spirit of the Lord is beginning to take things a little higher. I'm telling you right now, if you are not being challenged, you might be in the wrong place. I want to be challenged. I want God to continue to challenge. I want the Spirit of the Lord to continue what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, nobody is playing with the devil. I don't know about you, but I don't got time to play with the devil. I know that God is in control. And I'm telling you right now, there's no devil in here that's going to try to attack or bring or attack without us bringing the more in the spirit realm. And I pray this holy name. Listen, we're going to send a shout out right here to our family and friends right here in the United States of America. We thank God for our partners and listeners just for coming on. We see you, Delaware. I thank God for you. We thank God for Illinois, Missouri, and Massachusetts. We thank God for you, Michigan, Los Angeles, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania. We thank God for you, my God, Florida. We thank God for you as well. By God, Maine, we give God the glory to you as well. Tennessee, Virginia, South Carolina, you checking in. We thank God for you as well. And most of all, we're going to send a shout out to my family right there, ADM, second family over there in Alabama. We thank God for our families and friends in Alabama. And I know that the power of God is ready to break some things and shoot you into your purpose, into your destiny. You might as well go ahead and get a and let the enemy know right there in Alabama that this means war, because God will give me the power, and I'm going to walk into the power and anointing that he gave me. Amen and amen. Texas, we see you. We ain't forget about you. So we thank God for you also, Texas, for checking in. And also our fellows and friends that will check in all over by way of internet and also by way of phone call. And listen, we're going to move on over to our other families and friends that is connected through the other part of the phone line. We hear you, we see you, we know you on the line, and we just want to acknowledge you and let you know we hear you. I feel a praise in my soul, and I feel a praise in my spirit, and I don't know who needs to be revived tonight. I don't know who needs to be shipped into another place, but one thing about it, that the Spirit of the living God knows, and I just truly believe, if you begin to condition your atmosphere, you begin to condition yourself. I know many of you might be tired, you've been working, you've been doing all this stuff here, but I tell you one thing, if you begin to shift your home and shift your atmosphere for the Spirit of the Lord to come in and breathe, my God, so he can breathe that wind inside of your home. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get ready to shift into a place of praise. And I got to give God the praise, and I I know that as many of you listening on today, that you got a praise in your belly, you got a praise in your soul, that you're ready to give God a praise. Hypothesize that your praise is not going to be a praise like no other. You go ahead and give God a praise. How many of you know that the enemy might understand that if you come mess with my home, you come mess with me?
There's power in your praise.
Just for 30 seconds, because we got to let the enemy know that it's power in our faith, it's power in what we do. And no longer we shall be men and women of God walking in intimidation. No longer we shall be men and women of God walk with not confidence. We shall walk with confidence. We shall intimidate the enemy. We shall blast the kingdom, my God Almighty, and give God a praise. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. This is saying to God, I'm going to shift right quick. I want to bring out our own mother. I know she probably catching off guard, but we're catching a lot of you off guard today. I'm telling you right now, and I just feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless your mother, Jackson.
God bless you, amen.
I feel fired up right now, mother. We got another God bless going to come on. I'm calling them out the warriors. Amen. I'm telling you right now, God, if you ready, I just want to listen. I don't know who. Some of you want to need, some of you God want to speak to you tonight. We got a young man of God, my God, a spiritual son. I'm going to let him walk in the Holy Ghost tonight. And some of you need to be spoken into. We want to build you. God, I'm going to pour inside of you.
Yes,
that everything is going to be all right by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a shifting that's taking place.
Amen.
I just give God the glory. So we're going to bring you my very own Mother Jackson. Go ahead, Mother Jackson. Go ahead and prepare the way so we can get ready to into the prophetic realm of the Holy Ghost. And let the Spirit of God finna get ready to have this
meeting.
I don't know about you. I'm finna be just like my children say. Well, we finna turn up right now. Let's turn up. On you, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come give you the honor. Who's the true head of my life? I give you the honor to my husband. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Deacon Jackson. Give honor to Pastor Temple, Sister Temple, Pastor Smith, and Sister Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come just thanking you for another blessed day, God. We thank you, God, we come giving you, thanking you for life, health, and strength, God. Oh, God, God, we thank you for the fires turned up, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit into the Lord, God. And to our presence, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, today we pray, God, let your perfect will be done, God, not our will, God, but let your perfect will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we stand in front of you, God, oh, God. Bow down to you, God. Almost just like a little child, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, to lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that you continue to shake us, God, to make us, God, stretch us in the mighty name of Jesus, child of the Most High, God. We pull down every stronghold in the blood of Jesus Christ today, God. In the name of Jesus, child of the Most High, God, we thank you, Lord, and child of the Most High, God. We thank you, how you send the backsliders back, God, of the Most High, to you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We look for very youth that it is today in the name of Jesus, Hotter of Moshe. Continue to shield and protect like never before, Hotter of Moshe, God. Bringing them up into dumb winds, Hotter of Moshe, and young respectable men. In you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they can run and kill others, Jesus, Haramoshe, God, that you are the healer, Haramoshe, God, that you are the one that saved and delivered and set the captive free, oh, God, we thank you today, God. We cry out to you, Haramoshe, God, today, letting people know that they don't have to be bowed, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, Haramoshe, God, it's the man that comes to loose every chain, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for losing today in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, have your way. Hallelujah, God. Even on the internet, Hallelujah, God. help all every four corners of this earth, God, begin to shake your people, Hallelujah, Moshika. Let them know that you are in control in the mighty name of Jesus, Hallelujah, Moshika. Let them realize, God, Hallelujah, Moshika, it's nothing too hard for you to do in the name of Jesus, God. Let's continue to stand on your word, Hallelujah, Moshika. Stand like never before, Hallelujah, Moshika. Oh, God, how we need you. How we need you, Lord, Moshika, to lead us and to guide us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for making us strong soldiers in you, strong soldiers, God. Let us be able to stand on the motion, God, and fight a good fight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every leader up to you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, the one that's truth is running up their lips of clay, God. Don't mind standing on the motion, God. Don't mind telling the truth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them, God. Shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them stay on the wire, Hallelujah, Moshe. Don't let them come down, Hallelujah, God. Let them continue to cry out and spell not in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God. But we realize this is what we need, God. We need your truth, God, to penetrate in our heart, God. Let them begin to make us, Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God. Make your man's little motion, God. That little motion, mold them, God, into what you would have them to be, Hallelujah, God. Make them bold men, praying men, Hallelujah, God. Submit to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the fire that is burning on the inside, God. We thank you for the stirring, He called by Shadow, God. We thank you for the turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Nobody but you, God. Oh, the most sound of the God. They'll praise you and glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hey, help but to thank you, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, if we look back, think of our son of the Moshe, where we were, and think of the Moshe is now, God. Yes. We can't help but to say thank you, God, of the Moshe, God, what you have done in our lives on the inside, God, of the Moshe. Continue to the Moshe, God. Oh, continue to move on the inside of the Moshe, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, these things we ask today, God, in the name of the Father, the Moshe, and the Son, the Holy Ghost, we pray today, God. Let your perfect will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you right there in your home, you begin to give God permission right there. Because I'm telling you right now, this week, going to be on the phone shift. A lot of you going to come out of dead places, your dead spirit, dead individuals. You're on a lifeline. And I'm telling you right now, that the spirit of the living God is willing to reignite your spirit. And I'm telling you right now, you begin to, I pray that a shift is going to begin to come. And it ain't going to only shift your lead, but it's going to stick to your spirit. I pray that a sticky anointing will stick to your spirit. A worship, a prayer, an intercession going to cause a burning of fire that is not going to go dim. And I'm telling you right now, those that is listening all over the world, I pray that you begin to worship Him. If you willing to go into another place with God and shift into another place, this ain't a place for entertainment. This ain't a place just to tickle your ear. But this is a place if you really want something, the spirit of the living God is willing to ascend inside of your home, inside of your living room, inside of your car, or wherever you're listening up at all over this world. I'm telling you to ask the Lord to ignite your fire. Consume everything that is not like you, God. Consume everything. pain and burn it up. I feel the word of power of the Holy Ghost. And I prophesy that I see some of you right now, you're looking for a shift and you're waiting for a divine ongoing shift to take place in your life. And I'm telling you right now, this is the wind. This is the wind. Worship the living God. When you begin to worship the living God, you step into the wind. For the wind of God begins to blow you into his presence. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to be blown into God's presence. I'm ready to get into the presence of the living God. And now my fire, Holy Ghost, is anybody fire me to be ignited tonight? Is anybody fire me to be ignited? I tell you, and worship the Lord. Shake your house. Shake your atmosphere. Shake where you are. And now, God, in the name of Jesus, consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. I beg you, all over. I beg you, be praying with me in the Holy Ghost. I beg you to pray. If you're sick and tired, being sick and tired, I beg you to begin to intercede right there in your home, right there, my God, and tell him to say, but not doing that. Everything that is behind me is broke, God. I have nothing to go back to. I got to keep going. Destroy everything, God. Destroy in the name of Jesus. The beginning worship is the night has made the Holy Ghost.
You're not in kingdom. How dare you to wait on the living God?
Yes.
But here we get not a state. If you really want it, I tell you the way a lot. This is where all the true worshipers come. This is where, because we don't need a congregation. We don't need a pastor, the priest to a crazy. We don't need a praise and worship team to pump and pride us. We don't need a usher to say amen. All I need is God in my house. All I need God is my
misery
now. You're welcome to come in and do what you have me. I surrender. And we give ourselves as a living sacrifice. And our souls say, oh.
Yes.
Everything in this day, I dare you to confess in the Holy Ghost. This day, everything that is in your life that you entertain that is not of God, emotions, feelings, and things that is not of God, I dare you to begin to confess that this night it is destroyed. This night it shall not resurrect. This night I shall cry in the Holy Ghost. And now I shall cry, Lord. I feel a worship. I know our family is over there on the conference line right now on the other line. I know you worshiping the living God because I can feel a worship. I can feel a worship coming. I can feel a will. You can't throw in the towel. You can't give up. God's got a plan and God got a purpose. I don't care how hard it gets. But we ain't got to keep pushing. And we ain't going to run it. We just got to keep us in line. We can say, oh, we can keep going. You know how I miss you. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. It's destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the devil has enough to give praise all by itself. And the same has enough to give God praise all by itself. Destroy everything. It's destroyed. It is destroyed. And therefore, when it needs my God Almighty, even though I might have both, but it ain't going to control me no more. It ain't going to take me no more. Because it is destroyed. It ain't going to take me out. It ain't going to allow me to throw in the towel. Because it is destroyed. It can stand right there in front of me, but it never helped me. I feel an anointing right here. And Brother Taylor, I want you to take your phone off of mute. I want you to come on in. My God, there's an anointing right here. There's an anointing right now. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's an anointing right now. I don't know who you are, my God, but I want to speak into your life. We want to speak into your life. So if it's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. I feel a well in my spirit. I feel a well in my soul. Some of you need to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And my God,
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Release
into your spirit.
Jesus.
I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. I see a lot of you coming in right now. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you, you got to get ready. We got some people got to wait for. I'm telling you right now, you got to press 1. While this anointing is right now, don't you feel shy? Don't you feel scared? Because the Bible says, when 2 or 3 touch and you agree, he is in the midst. And the Bible says, 1 can take 1,000, but 2 can put 10,000 to fight. So in other words, I need my brother and sister right now, because I got to take, I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, God. Yes.
In his life, Father God, right now, oh God, We thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do for him. Because you said, Father God, you sent your son, Father God, to save the world. Father God, you sent your son to not condemn the world, but to save the world, Father God. Right now, Father God, right now, Father God, right now, Father God, doing right now, Father God, serving him right now, the joy of his spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus. Open up his eyes that he can see. Open up his ears that he can hear. Open up his heart that he can feel you. Right now, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus. You died on the cross, Father God, to set us free from all harm or danger. Right now, in the name of Jesus, move right now in him right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just ask right now, Father God, that the angels take control right now. Whatever he's fighting right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, take him up higher in you, oh God. Take him up higher in you, Father God. Resurface the thing. Anything that is not like you, remove it. Remove them out of the way, Father God. Work on that inner spirit, that inner man, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We call SOS 911. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Oh, Father God, we just ask right now.
In Jesus'
all
name.
These blessings in your son. Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Hey, Brother Greg, I hear the spirit of the Brother Greg, and I also hear the spirit of the Lord saying, I am ordering your footstep. And I hear the spirit of the Lord saying, as he began to pray, he said, I hear you and I see you concerning to your finances. He said, much is given and also much is required of thee. He said, it was I that chooses the steps of that is ordered before you. And because I chooses the step before you, it is I that was choosing the direction and the path of your life should go. And I prophesy that I also break off every negative seed and seed that has been spoken from your past and trying to tie a spiritual soul tie hindrance. Because God says, you finna get ready, have your seed. Gonna get ready to thrive like never before. This is the day and the hour, my son, that you want to recognize that I have and I will manifest myself unto you. You keep seeking after me, and as you keep seeking after me, says God, I will draw nigh unto you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, the transition and the transition shift, I have released it in your life to bring into your life. Because I am bringing you into a new place within me. I'm bringing you into a place, my God, that I design and I call. And there ain't no enemy or no devil going to prevent what I choose and what I call. I'm telling you right now, this day, Brother Greg, you go and get the read because God said, I chose you to get ready to walk and get the read. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have not heard, says the living God. I feel a worship right there. I feel a worship. I tell you right now, you take the time and you take a few minutes and you begin to worship the living God where you are. Listen, we're going to go back to the phone lines. But I feel a worship right now. I thank God for my brother in Pennsylvania. But I'm telling you right now, all over the world, you begin to cry before the living God. I feel a presence of the living God right now. And he's ready to breathe upon you like never before. And I know that the spirit of the living God is here to shift, to break, to bring you into another place with him that you never experienced before. Listen, I'm going back to the phone line. Good caller. God bless you. 9899. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you, caller. 9899. If your phone is on mute, you might want to get it off on mute. God bless you, caller. Amen. Amen. We're going to move to the next caller. God bless you, caller. 5148. God bless you. You're on the air.
All right, hello.
God bless you, caller. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hi,
amen.
My name is Reginald Vaughn. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Reggie. Amen. Brother Tay.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, sweet Jesus, let your spirit rest upon him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we send a release, a new beginning, Father God, every circumstances that he is facing right now, in the name of Jesus, we release right now unto you his spirit back to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what you are
about
to do in the rest of your life, Father God. We know what you are getting ready to do, Father God. You say, joy, we've been making it do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, serve up that guilt, serve up the joy that's inside of him, even the guilt, Father God, that you have laid before him.
Bless you, God. We bless you, Lord.
We ask right now that you take him up higher. We ask for increase, transformation, and elevation. Father God, use the Father God, be a mind regulator. Be a heart transplant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you breathe on resident right now tonight. Right now, in the name of Jesus, set up the door of everything that is hindering him, Father God, to reach that level of expectations and goals, Father God. I ask right now, Father God, that you take him up further, higher in you to where he knows, your name, Father God. Father God, when you knock, let him, oh, Father God, when you knock, Father God, I ask that you come in, that you come in. Send the angels, Father God, to saturate the atmosphere. Supplicate the atmosphere, Father God. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up right now. Anything that is not like you, Father God, right now, Father God, we call on you right now. Heavenly host, right now, Father God. You're Jehovah El Shaddai. You're Jehovah Nissi. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Yahweh. We thank you, strong and powerful God. This man of God, this man who you call strong. We thank you, Father God. Breathe on this spirit, Father God. Incline his ear to hear you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give his eyes to see, a mouth to speak your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Turn it all around in the name of Jesus. Line him up in the word, Father God. Take him up higher into you, Father God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And we ask all these blessings in your son, Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And son, listen, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, the enemy desires to sift you. But God says, I have prayer and keeping you covered. And God says, son, I have invested much in you from the womb. And he said, what my investment that I invest inside of you, I shall come for thou investment. He says, son, you keep looking and focus on me. Son, I'm bringing you into a place of stability, says God. I want to bring you into a place of stability for things that is trying to come and the enemy trying to bring an attack to set your direction. God said, it will not be so, because what I done ordained, it shall be fulfilled. What I ordained, it shall continue to go forth. And this day, I prophesy and declare and decree over your spirit and over your life that anything that the enemy trying to plan and set up, it is destroyed. It shall not prevail. And everything that God said about you, everything that God placed in you, it shall begin to come out in the name of Jesus, like never before. You shall go into a place of thriving. Your life shall thrive. Your home shall thrive. Everything that you touch is going to thrive. And you're going to know that it's your Father in heaven done deliver, and your Father in heaven done did it. I feel the Holy Ghost. You go and be blessed. I feel a worship right there. I'm telling you right now. those that is listening right now, I prophetically speak into your life right now that your prayer life is begin to going to come into another dimension with the living God. You're going to begin to worship into another place with the living God. I pray right now, because as the Spirit of the Lord says, or the Scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and glory, and all these other things will be added. So I pray a supernatural increase in the Spirit with God in you, that your spirit begin to entwine with the Spirit of the living God. I declare and I decree tonight, you shall not go backwards. You are going to continue to go forward. Anybody coming in your circle is not going to add to your life. It's just going to take away. I declare and decree that a boldness will come up in your spirit, and you will begin to detach from different things that doesn't mean you no good, because it is your time for you to begin to thrive in your life. I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear the Holy Ghost. And I ask you, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Right there. And I'm telling you right now that your time, your life, is right now. And I'm telling you, and I prophesy that you will not settle for the mediocre. You will not settle for things that is not empowering you. You are not going to settle for second hand things that seeks of God. You are going to settle for the best in your worship, the best in your praise, the best in your work. My God, I hear the Holy Ghost, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus.
In the,
In the name of Jesus. As we get ready to bring this to a close, Brother Ted, I want you to release a corporate prayer on everybody here. As we release the corporate prayer, I begin, I dare each and every one of you that is listening all over the world, you begin to release a declaration in your home. You begin to speak purpose over your life. Begin to speak over you. No longer things of the past that people that doesn't have the qualification trying to speak into your life. It shall not work. You shall speak and you shall begin to release into your life in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Tay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, ambassadors of Christ, Father God, thanking you right now for what you're getting ready to do, Father God, in this season, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we go within, blessed, and cometh out, blessed. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that we will thrive on our job, Father God, every dry, cricket place in the corporate field, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We send a release of angels, Father God, to slay right now those things that are not like you. Every stronghold, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you do a reckless, do a new thing right now, Father God. We send a relief right now and a relief right now to send the angels to a camp around the building, Father God. Go up and down the stairs, Father God. Go in the bathroom, Father God. On the jaws of the people, Father God. Let the anointing ooze, Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you move like never before. And you say, Father God, what two or more gathered in your name, Father God, you will be in the midst of the storm. You will be in the midst of the circumstances. You will be in the midst of all our problems. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask right now, every strong power, every strong strength, oh, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you move right now, Father God, piercing that jaw, Father God. We'll thrive on our job, Father God. Our finances is going to line up. Our bills are going to get right, Father God. We will not lack in this season. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, that you send an increase in our job, Father God. Every stronghold, touch the minds of your people. Touch the minds of your people. Right now, now, Father God. We need a one, and we need it now, Father God. You said I would daily pray, Father God. Let us see that pray, Father God. We are going to reap the inheritance in this season, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do, Father God. Take us up higher. Take us up higher tonight. You said in the word, humble ourselves, therefore under the mighty hands of God, that he might exalt you in due time, in due season. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. Have your way on our jobs. Have your ways on in the streets, Father God. Let the anointing have its way, Father God. Give us peace in our sleep. Give us peace, Father God, in our household. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send a relief at the school, Father God, that you protect and seal the kings in all over the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. We bind up the mind battles tonight, Father God. Their minds are going to thrive in the next level that you call them to be. Their heart is going to thrive, Father God. Whatever their heart desires, Father God, in this season, Father God, they will thrive, Father God. In the name of Jesus right now. Have your way, Father God. Have your way, Father God. We thank you tonight, Father God, that it's getting ready to be done. You said your will be done. Father God, we just ask you to have your way tonight, Father God. Have your way tonight. Push us, Father God. Have your way, Father God. We want you to move us to the right. If you want us to go to the right, take us to the right. If you want us to go to the left, take us to the left. If you want us to go to the front, Father God, take us to the front or to the back, Father God. We thank you tonight, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Turn around, Father God. Touch the minds of your people, Father God, that do not hear your name, Father God. But when they hear the sound from heaven, Father God, I ask right now, Father God, that you take them to the place that you call kingdom come, Father God. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Stronghold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. We want to hear. We want to hear from you. Make a sound from heaven, Father God. We want to pull on your garment tonight. We want a release from you, Father God. Every informative, Father God, into Jesus. Every stronghold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, release right now unto them a supernatural healing, Father God. Release unto them right now a carpet breakthrough, Father God, that they will be able to elevate in their place, in their job, right now in the name of Jesus. Let them see your glory, Father God. Let them feel your presence, Father God. We will accelerate you, Father God. You will be, Father God, you will be edified, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. We thank you tonight, Father God. We thank you tonight that you didn't leave us nor forsaken us, Father God. We ask that you shake us up tonight, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, tonight. We thank you, Father God. Send your presence on down, Father God. We want more and more of you. We thrive like you. We want it. We want it. We want it, Father God. We thank you tonight, Father God, that the victory is already won, Father God. We thank you tonight. Because you didn't leave us nor forsaken us. You allowed us to get on this line, Father God, because you wanted us to get a new direction, a new garment, a new way of life, a new hair, a new talk, a new scene. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us feel your presence. Take us tonight, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Great is he that lives in us, Father God. We thank you tonight, Father God. Everything we're facing, Father God, we release it unto you, Father God. We leave it at the sea of forgiveness. We repent, Father God. Everything that is holding us back, Father God, we give it to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. And we ask all these blessings in your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen.
Families and friends, I thank God for you, and I know you're blessed. I thank God for our brother Greg over there in Pennsylvania. I thank God for you, brother Greg, and we want you to continue to dwell in and continue to come in with us. I know God is doing a magnificent work with you all and with you all. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, my brother over there in Atlanta, Georgia, we thank God for you. If you have not made your way over there to us yet, I want you to begin to make your way to us over there at the Crown Plaza Airport Hotel. I want you to come in and begin to worship with us. Families and friends, it's a blessing thing. This is the place that you want to be. It's so much of stuff and so much of chaos, not only in the world, but also in the church community too. But we got to find a place where we can get on our face and begin to cry before God without judgment, without bitterness, without different things. Because at the end of the day, we all going to have to see him and go before our master. And at the end of the day, we all going to have to begin to be good stewards over our own life. Let's face the facts. When it's time for financial lack in our life, or we have financial lack in our life, we the one got to go through that trial. When a sickness or something that come on and overtake, we the one have to go through that suffering. When different oppositions that comes in our life that we have to face, we the one have to face it. So let's begin to take our spiritual life personal, and let's begin to take our spiritual life serious. It's not about the naysayers and the he says or whatever. I just got to keep moving on until I can find that right connection, that seeking God. Tonight, I declare that if you never took your spiritual life serious, you begin to take your spiritual life serious like never before. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We want you to come and stay in prayer with us, because that's no other place to be at other than prayer. God bless you all. Hope you had a blessed night. We thank God for you all. We'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.